السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. We turn to verse number 7 of Surah Yasin. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم.
In these verses, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in verse number 7, so we'll do the translation first. So we're doing verse 7 to 11. Verse number 7, Allah Azza wa Jal says, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The word has indeed come true about most of them, so they will not believe. The word has indeed come true about most of them, so فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, so they will not believe. Verse number 8, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. إِنَّا, verily we, جَعَلْنَا, placed fi on أَعْنَاقِهِمْ, on their necks, أَغْلَالًا. أَغْلَالًا, these are iron collars. أَغْلَالًا, it's a collar that is made from iron and it is used for the neck. It is used specifically for the neck. It can be used for the hands, but in this context, when you see Allah Azza wa Jal makes it clear, yeah, فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ, so it extends up to their chins. It extends up to their chins. So فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ, so فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ, and their heads are now forced to remain upraised. They can't turn, they cannot see anything. It's forced to stay in this manner. They can't look down to guide themselves from falling. It is just stuck in this position. Like how in this world they had that pride, that arrogance, they just walked up with their heads up, feeling like they are in the skies. So Allah Azza wa Jal puts these iron collars over their necks, and now their heads are fixed in this position. So the next verse, verse number 9. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبَصِرُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, and we have placed a barrier in front of them, a barrier at the back of them, and thus they are encircled by us, so they do not see. They are engulfed by us, so they do not see. فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ, فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ, we have encircled them. They are trapped. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, they cannot see. They are in a state which they cannot see. Verse 10, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And it is all equal for them, whether you warn them or do not warn them. They still will not believe. Verse 11, إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم. You can warn only the one who follows the advice and fears Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Rahman. So the quality is being used, وخشي الرحمن, and he fears Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, بالغيب, unseen, the all merciful, unseen. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. So give him the good news of forgiveness and of a noble reward. Give him the good news of forgiveness and of a noble reward. So going back, let's go back to verse number 7. In this verse, لَقَدْ حَقَّ فالقول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. The word has indeed come true about most of them, so they will not believe. Verses 7 and 8. When we went to the next verse, we saw, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. So that is verse number 8. Surely we have placed iron collars on their necks, so they are reaching up to their chins, and their heads are forced to remain upraised. So yeah, it means that Allah has already placed before human beings two alternate ways of life. The way of kufr and the way of iman. The way of Jannah and the way of Jahannam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that ad-dunya sijn al-mu'min, the dunya, it is a prison for the believer. Wa jannatul kafir, and it is a paradise. It is a paradise for the kuffar. So for you, O believer, yes, there is going to, do not ask and do not say that, okay, why is there so many restrictions, limitations upon me? Rather change the question around. Sometimes we have to just re-strategize. And in doing so, it's just a change of mindset. It's just a change of the mindset. You want to do it this way? It's a negative way. Just change your mind. You're still going to do it, but you do it in a positive way. Taraweeh Salah. Just change your mind. And do it. Change. Instead of saying, I'm going to drag my feet towards it. Rather say, I'm looking forward to meeting with my Creator tonight. In that beautiful, lengthy, in the entire 11 months of the year, I'm unable to have such a close relationship. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal has made everything beautiful for us, has strapped up, locked up, chained these shayateen. Nothing is stopping me. It's just my nafs now. When nafsu katifli, and the nafs is like a suckling child. Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah says, in tuftimhu yanfatimi. In taftimhu yanfatimi. If you wean it off, it will wean off. So this is the weaning phase for us. And when shaitan is unleashed again, and he unleashes all his weapons against us again, weapons which is going to lead us to total destruction, let's capitalize on these moments. Let's hold on to these moments. Let's treasure these moments. So there's two paths. One is the way of belief and one is the way of kufr. You have to choose what is it. You want Jannah? It is wrapped up by a whole load of trials, tribulations, difficulties. Then you get your prize. You want Jannah in this world? You're going to drink all that alcohol, walk in a state, in a total state of intoxication. What Jannah can there be for you? You've already made the most of it in this world, which was very limited, short-sightedness. So we need to have that vision. So way of kufr is there, left side. We are ashabul yameen, the people of the right. All the beautiful things we do with the right, eat with the right hand. We relieve ourselves. When we washing, we use the left hand. When we enter, we're entering that place to relieve ourselves with the left foot. See, so much of emphasis on the mind to already dislike that which is filth. Now apply that too to our inner beliefs. It must not be contaminated. It must, that distinction must be there. I cannot be eating with my left hand. Similarly, I cannot be entertaining thoughts of praying with people of the kuffar. I cannot have them in my sight when I want to pray to Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, but I'm not going to make it a point that, come, let's pray together. No, that distinction has to be made. And this, in this, they strength, O believers. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal went further ahead by giving mankind the choice to first identify what is good or bad for one, and then take to either of the ways. Now if there is that unfortunate person who does neither think nor ponders over proofs spread throughout nature, nor listens to the call of the prophets Anbiya alayhi salam, nor deliberates in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, then once this person has made a choice and is taken to a way thus chosen, Allah Azza wa Jal assembles for him everything he needs to achieve that end. One who embraces the wont of disbelief, for him the supply of things and circumstances that would increase his disbelief never run short. This is what has been expressed when Allah Azza wa Jal has said, لَقَدْ حَقَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the word has come true about most of them, so they will not believe. Means they are heading in that direction, and the end is going to be there. They won't bring iman. That is it. So It means that against most of these people, because of their choice of evil, the decisive verdict is going to follow. You cannot say, I'm going to sit in a sauna, but I'm going to switch it on and I'm going to leave it half an hour before and it must be heated at the right temperature. I'm going to go in there, but I'm not going to feel the heat. You're going to feel the heat. So similarly, your decision, you will feel the heat, the blaze in the year after if you've chosen that pathway. May Allah protect us and give us the ability to choose the right way. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal then gives us a similitude of their condition by saying that they look like people whose necks have been shackled in a manner that causes their faces and their eyes to stay upraised, rendering them totally unable to see their way on the ground. If so, it is obvious that one cannot remain safe against the likelihood falling down into some ditch or something of that sort. Nowadays, South Africa, all the potholes, so if you just have to drive with your head up, just looking forward, and you don't look down for the potholes, what's going to happen to your car? What's going to happen to you? Allah Azza wa Jal, give my cousin Jannatul Firdaus, at a young age, 17, 18, he was driving. No, he wasn't driving, he was a passenger. Unlicensed driver speeding, and they hit a pothole, a ditch. I don't know, it wasn't a pothole, it was a ditch. And the entire car capsized. He lost his life. His name was Iqbal. May Allah Azza wa Jal give him Jannatul Firdaus. So in an instance, just at that young age, tender age, Allah Azza wa Jal decided to take his life. So I'm saying to you, drawing on your attention, to say that, look, you can't drive with your head up in the sky all the time. You can't walk with your head up in the sky. These people, due to their pride, they did this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us, presents to us the similitude. The likelihood of being saved from some ditch is unlikely. Another similitude comes. It was said that وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّوْا. So it says, if though we, it was said that it is like a wall having been placed as a barrier all around someone. Front, back, side, right, left, every way. Thus surrounded, this person becomes unaware of what is going on outside. He's so lost in his own world. Similarly, these infidels are surrounded by their ignorance and on top of it by their hostility. Under these conditions, it is as if though the truth present elsewhere simply does not reach them. The truth is roaming around, but it doesn't reach them because they, you know, they say, you're living in a box. You don't watch television. You're living in a box. We say, you're living in a box. You are the one that's living in a box. Your brains are just focused on that. And we, who don't have television, we also must be aware because we are sitting on the cell phones, which is also a box. If you see it, if you're looking at all these television shows on your cell phone, what difference does it make? No difference. So you have to refrain from that too. Equal application, no double standards. So this mindset, mentality, box mentality, come out of it. Have a vision. Ittaqu firasat al-mu'min fa innahu yanduru bi nurillah. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi said that there are two kinds of barriers against perception. One barrier is of the kind that prevents one from seeing even himself. The second barrier is the inability to see one's surrounding. Now for the disbelievers, both kinds of barriers against seeing the truth were present. Therefore, the first example is that of the first barrier. That is one who cannot bend his neck to lower his eyes. He cannot even see his own self or the state in which he is drowning in. Then comes the second example. He can't see the second barrier that stops one from seeing his surroundings. So one barrier upon himself, one barrier surrounding him. There's two types of barriers. This is mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani. Lastly, the majority of commentators have declared the present verse to be a similitude of their disbelief and hostility only. Hostility only. Some commentators, on the basis of some narrations, have taken it to be the description of an event, a specific event. That is, Abu Jahl and some others, hell-bent on killing or hurting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had moved towards him, but Allah azza wa jal cast curtains over their eyes, and they could not see further. Thus rendered helpless, they went back. Many similar events have also been reported in books of tafsir, such as Ibn Kathir, Ruhul Ma'ani, as well as Al-Qurtubi, Madhari, and others as well. But most of these, it must be taken into consideration that these are weak narrations. But if you see it on the whole, If you just go back, remember we said to you Yasin, there was one statement of some scholars mentioning Yasin is the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then we went deeper and we said, Wal Qur'an il Hakim. Allah Azawajal takes the oath on the Qur'an, Qur'an il Hakim. Here we use the term that is mentioned in verse number 2. And then Allah Azawajal addresses directly Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Innaka lamin al mursaleen. You are truly one of the messengers. And then, ala siratim mustaqim, on a straight path, tanzeel al aziz rahim, revelation from Almighty Allah Azawajal, the very all-merciful. And then Allah Azawajal again addresses Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, your function, litunzir qawman ma undhira aba'uhum fahum ghafilun, so that you may warn a people whose fathers were not warned, and hence they were unaware. Then comes this verse, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The word has indeed come true about most of them, so they will not believe. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. Surely we've placed iron collars on their necks, so they are reaching up to their chins, and their heads are forced to remain upraised. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبَصِرُونَ. And we have placed a barrier in front of them and a barrier behind them, and thus they are encircled by us, so they do not see. So according to this last, what we've just mentioned to you, if we follow that statement which Yasin is the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it just follows, because this then also follows Abu Jahl and those who are hell bent on killing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam or hurting Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning this because it's in reference to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the action which Abu Jahl attempted to do. This year Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that we placed a barrier in front of them, at the back of them, we engulfed them. For whom la yubsirun, they were unable to see, they were unable to harm Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is one way of looking at it. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq, understanding. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And it is all equal for them. You warn them, you do not warn them, they will not believe. But Allah Azza wa Jal, if you just recall, gave the instruction that you are here to warn a nation whose fathers have not been warned. So Allah Azza wa Jal is saying in this verse, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, whether you warn them, don't warn them, they are still not going to bring iman. So what's the objective of warning? Respectfully, so to remove these doubts, Allah says in verse 11, you are warning, إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ. You are only warning those who follow the advice. وَخَشِيَ Rahman, the most merciful. This year is your, why you are warning. Because those who are not going to believe, they are not going to believe. Their statement, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They're not going to believe. So who are you warning? You're warning those who follow the advice. They have that burning desire to change. That is where your guidance comes in, O believers, that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy to the entire universe. But those who want to take from it, they will take. And those who want to oppose, they will oppose, harm, all of this. And then they're going to face the consequences. And they won't believe. For whom la yu'minun, they won't believe.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.